And welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. And in studio with us, we're glad to have Tom McNaughton, the head cross-country coach at Adrian High School. Tom, welcome to the broadcast this morning.
Thanks, Pat.
And we want to talk about the Lenawee County Championships held over the weekend. Both the Adrian boys and girls dominated the county championship.
Well, the boys, they really did. They are very, very talented. So, yeah, low-score wins in cross-country, and the lowest score you can possibly have is 15, because that would be coming in first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. And we had 19. And Lenawee Christian, I think, was second with 96.
That's correct.
And Lenawee Christian, I think they're ranked fifth in the state right now. So to give you an idea, they're a good team, but our boys are pretty tough.
Well, you took seven of the top 11 spots.
Oh, yeah.
That is unbelievable. And of course, Aiden Smith, you're probably your number one runner.
Right. Yeah. Aiden is that course was pretty tough. We were over at Gerber Park, it's a Blissfield's home course, and they have a hill that's like running up a sand dune, and it's a 2-lap course, so you run up that hill twice. Aiden is close. He's very close to the school record. The school record is 15:37, and he's run 15:43, but he ran 15:59 on Saturday because running in those conditions slows you down. So anyway, but he was pretty far ahead, and he's been mostly our number one runner all year. Braylon Petty is only a junior, and he's he's third in the state as a junior Division II, and he's been down there. He's at 15:53 is his fastest time, and then Moses Salazar. Moses came in second on Saturday,
right?
He's the second fastest freshman in the state, and he ran 16:11 is his personal best. But all of their times were about 20, 25 seconds slower than their best times of the year. But even so, relative to the rest of the field, they were very, very good.
Well, Tom, I know we've talked before about during the course of the season, you try to work up to the state finals your runners will be in. And it's kind of like you don't want to peak too soon. And it's really kind of a chess game to make sure that you have your best time during the state finals.
Right. And we seem to be primed for that. We're now in our it's called tapering for runners, and we're now starting to reduce the mileage that we run during the week. A lot of these guys have run 50 to 60 miles a week, and now we'll start dropping that down. And that kind of recovery allows you to run your fastest times. So, and we're in the championship portion of our season. We have this Thursday we'll be at the SEC championships. Then we wait about 10 days to go to regionals, and then on November 5th is the state meet.
And that'll be up at MIS again.
It will. And our conference is just, it's incredible how good our conference is. We have Pinckney's ranked first in the state, and they're, it's only six teams in our conference, the white division of our conference, six teams. And Pinckney's ranked first in the state, Chelsea's ranked second, and right now we're fifth, but I'm hoping at the state meet we'll end up a little higher than that.
Let's talk a little bit about the girls. Adrian coming in first with 48 points. You had three runners, Honesty Davis.
Yeah, Honesty, actually.
Honesty Davis.
Right.
Sophie Skeels, of course, and
Yoseline. Yoseline Furman Campos. The girls have been really, are so improved, and it's the same girls that you know were on the team last year. It's not like we have Mavie Clark as our only freshman in the top five. So she's really helped us. She's our number five girl, really helped us a lot. She's really, really tough. And then Katie Fisher's our number four girl. So what you need is five fast runners to do well as a team. And these girls have really worked at it. Honesty was running in the 23s last year. Now she actually ran a 21.01 a couple weeks ago. So she's very close to breaking into going under 21. And Sophie's right behind her. She's run 21.10. And then Yoseline right behind Sophie. So they have, they have really improved. And that's a girls' team that 4 years ago, we didn't have enough girls even on the team to have a team score. Mm-hmm. You know, you need five to have a team score. We only had four out for cross country by the end of the year 4 years ago. So that has come from really scratch to now being a very good team.
Now, is the girls' distance the same as the boys?
They do. They both run 5Ks.
5K. Okay.
Yep. And the now with the girls, I'm very excited about what could happen with the girls. They won the last conference meet, so this Thursday will determine the championship. But they're in a good position to win the first championship they've ever had, and Adrian's had girls cross country for about 40 years. So this will be the first SEC championship. They also have a pretty good chance to finish in the top three at regionals and go to the state meet. So it's very, very exciting what they've accomplished. And they all work. I mean, Honesty Davis has, from the beginning of June, she made a decision that she was going to be a good runner. And she's averaged about 50 miles a week and really has done, you know, everything I've asked. She's run the high mileage, and she's also run all the speed workouts, as you know, to the best of her ability. And then that sets an example for the others. So then, you know, and Sophie Skills has an example right at home with her dad. Sam is so good. And then, all of them, they all just are really, those top five especially, working very hard at being good. And now they are. They're very good.
Tom, Onstead came in second, and the winner of the girls was Emery Ross. And we had her on the air here just a couple of weeks ago. She was our athlete
special.
Of the week.
Yeah, she's
special. I don't think she's lost a race this year.
No, she's gotten below 18 minutes. You know, here we're talking about our number one girl is trying to break 21 minutes, and she's already broken 18. Mm-hmm. She's one of the best runners in the state. There's no question about it. And Kara Terracottis from Onstead also, outstanding. They usually are first and second. On Saturday, they were first and third.
Right.
Because Miller from Blissfield, ninth grader, has just improved very much throughout the year. So she's very good.
Tom, speaking of the younger runners, I noticed there were quite a few Adrian girls in the middle school and boys also that had pretty good races for middle school.
What's going to happen? What's happened at Adrian is now that we're in our fourth year of having run club at all four of the elementary schools. So those kids run 6 weeks. The run club happens in both fall and spring. And they have a 6 weeks program. They run twice a week and then run a 5K at the end. So those elementary school kids are not intimidated by the distance. They've all run a 5K. Then they get to middle school. We have 40, 50 kids out for cross country now at the middle school. And they drop down and run a 2 mile at middle school. So they run 2 mile races. And, you know, Carter Fenner just broke the eighth grade record at Springbrook that was held by Aiden Smith. So you know what Carter Fenner is going to come in and be fast right away as a ninth grader. Silas Skiles is right on his heels. Yeah. And then we have just, you know, another 15, 20 guys out. But then on the girls' side, we have Ada Skeels, who could possibly come in and be our number one runner next year as a ninth grader. And then we have a seventh grade girl, Madison Petty, who was second or third in the state last year as a seventh grader. As a sixth grader.
Didn't she have a brother, too, that ran?
Well, Braylon is our junior right now. Right. He's third in the state as a junior. So we really have some talented kids, but we also have depth now, and that's not been the case in the past. So the future, you know, the future is looking very good for us as we're having three of our top five runners are going to graduate this year. And you'd think, well, there goes the program. Well, that's not necessarily the case now. We have kids coming in who are very good. And then, like you said, you know, we had seven of the top 11, so we have some sophomores and juniors who are still very good. And then like I said, Moses Salazar, as a freshman, it's very likely that Moses will be All-State this year as a freshman. And, you know, he's one of the top two or three freshmen in the state. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting what's happening with cross country at Adrian High School.
Tom, do the girls and the boys, they have the pack mentality? Because I know a lot of times the teams run together in these meets. And so not only do they have the pack mentality to begin with, but they can carry it further into the run before the pack begins to break up?
We certainly have it. At the top, we have Aiden Smith and Braylon run together almost every race until one of them kind of realizing that they have more to give. And so Braylon has finished ahead of Aiden a couple of times, but generally it'll be Aiden that kind of splits off. With the girls, Honesty and Sophie run side by side with Yoseline right behind them. And when you're running with a teammate, it's just what you said. You run with a teammate and you have more momentum, and it carries you through. And we're really fortunate right now. Maeve Clark, our freshman, now has kind of caught up with Katie Fisher. And so even though they're not running side by side, Katie's only 10-15 yards ahead. And what they really understand is running even splits, and not when the gun goes off, taking off in a sprint and then trying to hang on. Our girls, actually, I keep track of the score during the race, so I'll stand at the mile mark and keep track of the score. Our girls on Saturday, we were 30 to 40 points behind at the mile, but they just move up through the pack. And Katie and Maeve were somewhere around 21st, 22nd, and finished 14th and 15th. So they move up, and all of a sudden we're ahead now instead of behind. But that pack mentality really makes a difference.
So not for in meets, but as they practice, did the girls and the boys ever run together? In practice,
not really. We have, because the boys are so much faster.
Right.
Yeah. So they run. You know, they take off from the school at the same time. You know, yesterday, what a miserable day yesterday was. You know, so after school,
today's not much better.
No, and today's not much better. But one of the things about this team is no one asks, "Oh, do we have to run today?" They're all prepared to go. And so we ran from the high school to the Kiwanis Trail and then took off out the Kiwanis Trail. Those guys, the guys ended up running between 8 and 9 miles, and the girls ran between 7 and 8 miles. And that group of five that really are the varsity girls, they always are a pack of five. And I like that a lot on the Kiwanis Trail because I want them to have somebody with them. But Honesty needed to stop at some point, and then so she got separated. But then Tyler Condon knows that he doesn't want Honesty to be on the Kiwanis Trail by herself, so Tyler Condon slowed down and ran with her. And that's the kind of kids you have in cross country, is thoughtful, considerate, supportive, So occasionally a guy will run with one of the girls, but pretty much they're separated by the fact that they're just so much faster. And this year, we just simply don't have our number 13 guy of the 13. Well, he's London Rising, and if you know anything about swimming, London Rising nationally ranked swimmer, and so he's running cross country to be a better swimmer. Well, he ran 1950 in cross country, and he's not even a runner. So, but you're comparing 1950 to 2101. So even though he's our 13th guy, he's still quite a bit faster than our fastest girl.
You talked about the weather a little bit, Tom. I know you don't want to run when it's too hot, and you don't want to run when it's too cold. What's the optimum temperature that you like?
It's actually been researched, and it's right between 50 and 55 is okay. When people run their best times. So we're right, this time of year, you'll see times drop. As long as you don't have wind accompanying that cooler temperature. A lot of times you end up with 20-mile-an-hour wind, too. So that isn't the best, but when it's this temperature, kids are a lot faster.
When you talk about the state finals, is the MIS track is the course, is that the same every year, or do they change it up?
It's the same every year. So it starts in the infield, goes across the track, and then goes out on the grounds out way back. Most courses are double loop courses because you just don't have enough area to make a single track. But at MIS, it's a single track. So you cross the track, run the majority of the first mile, all of the second mile, and some of the third mile out on their grounds, and then you come back across the track, and it's kind of funny to see because kids are used to being on a track that's a quarter mile. Well, that's 2 miles. That track's mm-hmm. 2 miles. And so they cross the track and they think, oh, geez, I'm almost done. Well, they still have 3/4 of a mile to go, and they're back in the infield running around the inside of the track on the turn three or whatever. Yeah. They're running on the apron, and they finish parallel to the finish line where the race cars finish. So it's really a cool place to run. It's a big old single track, same every year, and not considered to be that fast of a course. The times are usually 10 to 15 seconds below or slower than what their best times of the year are.
But advantage for those competitors that have familiarity with the course?
Oh, no question about it. When you can run through the course in your mind prior to is really important. And we have a nice advantage that on the day before MIS, we can take everybody out. They open up the course for us at noon on Friday. And so we're the first ones out there. We'll be the only, there'll be our team, that's it. We'll be there. We have the track to ourselves. We run up to the top of the stands and take a look out from the top of the stands. We really are lucky to be this nearby. So, and we take advantage of it.
You know. Well, great. Well, as you said, you got another meet coming up.
This Thursday afternoon. Yep, that'll be... Dexter hosts this one in there, so it's just Metro Park north of Dexter, and then 10 days later regionals at Milan, and then 1 week later state finals, and it's so exciting to have both teams running so well at such a high level. We know that things are going to go well over the next couple of weeks.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in and talking cross country with us, Tom, and. Maybe we can do this prior to the state meet.
That'd be fantastic. And by then, I will have analyzed it to death and kind of be able to give you a prediction.
Get those analytics into us.
That's right.
All right. Tom, thanks again for being with us. We'll see you right before the state finals then.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Tom McNaughton, our guest here on Inside the Cave. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our final segment.